Is this a revelation, turning away from the drift of intruding figures jostling, reveals a plethora of fragments spilled on the pavement, shattered by the abandon of multiplying rhythms, aching in plain sight, yet downstairs of my usual everyday worries, left to hold potential tragedy in a forcible embrace, trying to squeeze out any remaining dregs of laughter massed in the spaces between TikToks. Under hot lights, I'm cooked by the urban ache, sobbing until my chuckles are milked, collected onto trays, stacked on trolleys. Unravel layers, fall off, and I can push you away. Now roll along on your new wheels. Buzz is muted momentarily by the incessant steaming of beverages, stirring in hints of utopia amidst the monologue called history. A forever unfolding mistaken narrative that hopes to sew together a garment by talking to the material while leaving the needle and thread untouched on the side table. Is this our brightest moment, and is it seen as such because we're all caffeinated here? Thank you. character ambiguities we all share but fail to investigate. They are all heavy marks scratching out an outline. Self-organizing, relentless in bustling through the less insistent memories. Those brawling figures, palpable, intermingle, creating our existence, as it seems on the outside to others, whether we look that way, from the actuality of immanence. Fear is clearly the most accomplished and structured drug we're subjected to while tethered to the cold slab. Its capacity to organize frightening, its ability to shatter all it inhabits without discrimination. Birthed from night, days are clasped in its pincers until all is darkness. The reliance on watching pixelations harmonized across a plasma screen yields mechanisms to sever the heartstrings until chaos now reminds us of all the realms we've clearly been on the edge of sinking back into. As I remember the grand complexities of the symbols my parents name me, I sense the low bar of what was and is considered an acceptable existence. Do you recall the person with arthritic fingers we worked with? My colleague asks. They started to bend sideways just before the root of the nail, bending more where it becomes the lunula. He showed me his own hand at this point to illustrate. By the free margin, it pointed a completely different way to the direction the nail originally set out. I wonder if at some level not visible to us, he had a finger that pointed straight up. I said nothing but imagined a flickbook of a finger slowly bending. Do you notice that happening, or does it creep up on you? Of course, I think of my brother, for today would have been his birthday. Thoughts trying to encircle vagaries to embrace as tragedy, goat song, seeking spirits. What crept up on him dragged him down before smothering, leaving him splayed out on the bed for me to find. His head tilted towards the light from the window, his top lip caught at the gum by his dry teeth. Uncanny. I followed your gaze and opened the window as though following instructions. It's a mere mosaic. We will all be cremated one day as he was. Be buried, but even the bones will be burnt.